Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast. I'm Anthony Adshead, storage editor with Computer Weekly. In place of our scheduled podcast with Mathieu Gorge, CEO of Digitrust, we are going to be looking this week at the implications of the coronavirus crisis for storage and backup and remote working, etc., and also looking at some practical points that organisations can carry out. So, Mathieu, the first question I've got for you today is, what are the implications of the coronavirus crisis on storage, backup, remote access, compliance, etc.? Over to you.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, first of all, the main implication is that most organizations have applied a new strategy of remote working because of the new guidelines from various governments and so on, and to adopt social distancing and make sure that everybody is safe and not at risk. Remote working was not necessarily in place in all businesses, and especially for small, medium enterprises, they were probably not fully prepared for that. The next issue is the issue of bandwidth issues. So working from home, you may not have access to the right level of broadband. And also most of the providers are oversubscribed at the moment. So that brings us the question of what is critical in terms of data and systems. What data and what systems do I need to access in order to be able to work remotely? And again, not every organization was prepared to do that because they may not have had a proper storage strategy or a proper remote access strategy, and potentially not necessarily have put in place the right systems that allow you to securely access the data and the systems that are required for critical activities of the business.
Thanks, Mathieu. The key thing is in these times is, what can organizations do with regard to access to data, to storage, to backup, and to compliance? What can they do in practice in these times? What should they be doing? What do they need to be doing now?
So the key thing is to essentially get access securely to the right systems. And to do that, you need to work with your IT department, who in turn probably work directly with the security and compliance departments. What we've seen, unfortunately, is a major increase in malware and phishing attacks. The bad guys are actually using the crisis as a vector to try and fool people into donating money, providing information, confidential information, or potentially trick people into providing access to remote systems. And so you need to stay safe. I think that from a strategic perspective, organizations are applying their remote working policies and improving them as we go along. This is completely unprecedented. And so whilst an organization might have suggested that maybe 20 or 30% of their staff might be working from home, they end up with practically 100% of staff working from home. And that's putting huge stress on systems. And that's why it's therefore critical for organizations to understand which systems and which applications, which records management solutions need to be accessed remotely in order to allow critical activities first. And then as we learn to work in that new norm or that new normal, providing more and more access, more and more granular access to the right folks. So it always goes back to understanding your ecosystem, mapping it out, making sure that you know which is critical data, which isn't, and critical systems, and making sure that you keep staff updated at all times as to what they can and cannot do, where they need to store the information, and making sure that there's no spillage of information, so to speak, where company information might end up being stored on employee devices or private clouds belonging to the employees. We need to make sure that organizations manage all of that. Again, standard good storage and compliance policy can help, but they need to be a bit more granular, and folks need to understand that they apply to all staff, not just the standard remote staff. So I hope everybody stays safe and that we can manage to go through this crisis from a business perspective and a personal perspective.
Thanks very much, Batya. That's the end of the podcast.